Good evening, everyone, and you're welcome to tonight's podcast. My name is Tumi, and tonight I'll be having conversations with my friends on the topic, how do you recognize the one? So tonight, very quickly, my friend Ibuku will be sharing his own view about how you recognize the one, and I'll be asking him a couple of questions. So the first question I have tonight is, is there like a certain criteria that you would use to find out that this is the person, that this is the one?
Good evening, Tommy Singh. Well, let me first appreciate you for giving me the platform on your space to share my experience and what I know. I would say there are things to look out for before one gets married. But those things are based on personal belief system. For example, if you how do you identify a Yoruba man? Identify a Yoruba man by the look out for, by the language they speak, by the way they dress, by the way they look. You understand? So in the same vein, there are certain things you look out for, what you want in that person. For instance, finding the right person, one of the things we look out for is how comfortable we are with the person, how open we are. Is this someone that will make us want to lie? Probably someone that will make us feel uneasy. And when we just see the person, we will not feel ourselves, we'll feel like someone else. We just try to fake our life for that person. That relationship likely not last because it is built on on fake life. You understand? And this can be comfortable for the person. Another thing is the belief system. Do you have the same belief system? For example, I have a belief. Let's say I believe that Ibadan people are good, and then someone doesn't have that belief. Of course, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because we're going to be having clashes, issues, back and forth. Because we are not in the same vehicle going in the same direction. We are headed in different direction. So someone we want to spend our to be someone we share the same ideology, the same belief system with. Another thing you should look out for is the issue of arguments. When arguments arise, how do we tackle the arguments? For example, if arguments always arise in relationship, but I've not seen anyone that it doesn't arise. But then Is it so strong that it makes you want to quit every time you have the argument? If it makes anyone wants to quit every time they argue, then it's a red sign. Arguments happen, but one should look forward to, okay, this is the point we are trying to solve. Oh, I'm sorry, and how to make things better. That should be the response. But it's always be like, I feel like quitting. Then it's the right sign. So one should check out for the argument pattern, the behavioral pattern for arguments. Then one criteria I will not leave out is the God factor. Of course, yes, marriage itself is established first by God. He gave us the ordinance and he gave us the instructions and the rudiments. So if you claim not to understand or to obey the creator of that institution, then how do we manifest the right love, the right attitude to our partner? So you should try and get someone who has a fear of God. I mean, someone who respects God, someone who respects God, who have the fear of God, because sometimes when we have issues, we may not even be able to correct our partners, but it's the belief they have about God that will make them reconsider their ways. So these points alone, they are actually points we should look out for, but these points alone are not enough to base our points on. It's 50-60%, but there are other factors too that one should consider, and that's why I said it varies on personality. What is the What is the values that we believe a man should have? What is the value we believe a woman should have? The value they have abroad might be different from the value we have. For example, abroad now, you know, your husband may never expect breakfast or maybe sometimes dinner from the wife, probably because they are both working and they are equal citizens. Yeah. But here, Nigeria, you know, where if man just comes home and just sit down, be like, you know, our parents now, you see them watching, the father watching the TV, the wife in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I have that. So the mentality is different.
All right, thank you. So I have another question that I would like to ask you. So is it possible to know the one in your very first meeting, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time and you know that this is the person? Is it something that is possible? You know, we've had a lot of stories of people saying, oh, the first time I met my wife, I just knew that she's the one. So do you think it's something that is really applicable in this time and, you know, and age?
Oh yeah, it's possible to meet the right person at the first sight. I would say it's more of a spiritual activity than a physical activity. You know, that's why we need to, the first thing we actually need to know is to know our God and to know how God speaks to us. So when God tells you that make move, this is the person, you understand that this is God that is talking to me. You understand it because you have that communion with God. You have the strong conviction. But for someone who does not even know how God speaks to him, and so probably in his mind he has the mentality of a tall, fat girl and all that. A fat girl, you know, out of our own past down desires, we might make a mistake and say, oh, this is what God is leading me to. So there's a place that, I mean, that it could be right. But I believe in many cases, we ourselves, we are meant to make move. That God case is, I believe, is an exception for some people, but not for everybody. In other cases, we know what we want, you understand, then we should, you know, equip ourselves with information of how to actually recognize the right values in the partner. And when we see that value, then it can actually attract us with a point of attraction that, oh, this person speaks well, oh, this person has a very good behavior, then I'll go for this person.
But you know that at your first meeting, you might not necessarily say, oh, this person has these values, this person have, you know, some of these traits that probably you've been looking out for. You know, it's more or less like, oh, you've seen people that will tell you, oh, I just saw that lady from afar and I'm convinced. I know you mentioned the spiritual aspect and, you know, the way at which God communicates with us. But, you know, there are certain times that when you meet people, you might not even have, you know, heard them speak. But God is telling you in your spirit that, okay, this is the person, like this, you should just, you know, go ahead and talk to the person. So in a case where, you know, you've not met, you know, you've not had the person speak, you've not, you know, the person has not been able to express himself or herself for you to know if you're the type that is, you know, attracted to ladies or to men who are so intelligent, you've not even heard them speak. So in that scenario, how would you, you know, address such situation?
Like I said earlier, it happens. It can happen. But it's not a general thing. It's not a general thing that happens to everybody.
Okay.
I've heard someone say that, you know, the moment I saw him, I knew. And the man who said this, the moment I saw her, So it happens, but it doesn't happen for everybody. Like I said, it's a spiritual thing. So when God just speaks to you, then you know. You don't need to have any personal contact, so it happens. But in many cases, you have to identify based on your own belief system or the values you've coined out as you want in a wife. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Ibuku, for coming on my podcast tonight. So
thank you for still tuning in. So I have another friend of mine who will be sharing tonight on how you recognize the one. So as one of my friends mentioned earlier, that you know, there are certain criteria that one needs to look out for in, you know, in seeing the one or in recognizing the one. So this night I'll just be asking Kush, do you think that you know, this idea of the one, do you think it's you know, do you think it exists, or do you think people just fall in love based on, you know, certain similarities that they share with their partners?
All right, Betty, thanks for having me. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kush, and I've been a friend of Betty's for a while. So the concept of the one, it differs. Let me put it this way: it differs from individual to individual. So some people see the one as someone who shares physical attributes that they are looking for. Some people look at it in the sense that, okay, this person has, you know, the kind of mindset I have, and this person has the same set of goals or maybe vision like mine. So it differs from individual to individual. But then there are some of them that are just not very cogent reasons for you to call someone. Because if you're looking at physical attributes, it's good to have, you know, to like someone who, like, maybe particularly you like fair people, you like dark people, you like tall people, short, depending on your preference. But that's just by the way, because those things at some point might fade. But the main thing is what this person has to offer. Are you happy with this person? When you are with this person almost all the time, do you just feel yourself like comfortable with this person? Like, you can see that you guys are always like, always on the same level when it comes to, you know, issues, maybe topics and everything. When you can notice that, that to a certain extent, that this person gives you peace of mind, because everybody needs to put the guy and the lady, everybody needs it. So in the terms of peace of mind, if you are not having it, but this person has any other thing, I don't think that person is the one, because you are going to live with this person forever. The goal of dating is to marry, right? So when you're not dating someone and you want to marry this person, and one of the things the person is doing, you cannot tolerate it. You know, everybody, we have to tolerate at some point. You know, you have to tolerate at some point. Everybody cannot be perfect. That's just the truth. But there are some things that people cannot tolerate. So if you know that attribute that he or she has that you cannot tolerate is in the person, that's not the one. No matter how nice and, you know, giving the person is, you know, friendly, and people like the person. People make that mistake most times, that my friends like this person, my family like this person. But if there's something that, you know, you cannot cope with, this is a forever contract too. Marriage is supposed to be for life. So if you know something that you cannot cope with, why are you not going into it? So the concept of being the one, it has to be like someone that you are totally fine with, that, okay, even this thing that he does, I don't like, I can still manage it, I can still tolerate. That is the concept of one to me. You know, this thing, we have different angles. You know, some people might see something different from mine, but this is how I see it. Yes.
Thank you very much, Kush. So I have another question. Is it possible to know the one at your very first meeting? You know, we've had people who say, I have my wife, and on the first day, I know that she's going to be the one that will get married. So is it possible for you to just know that this is the person at your very first meeting?
You know, some people used to say they met somebody and they fell in love at first sight stuff like that. Okay, well, all my opinions I'll be giving here, they are my own personal views, not a general one. So the thing is, I don't think you can see someone for the first time and know that you're going, this person is the one. Because even, trust me, people have been married, let's say 5 years, 10 years, there are still some things they still learn about their partner every day that they did not know, even all through the courtship and the dating time. They did not know. So I'm not saying generally bad things, but I'm just saying there are some things that you might just start seeing much later. Because even when you are, you know, courting for, let's say, 1 year, 2 years, you cannot know everything about that person, no matter how often you see. So instead of you seeing someone and saying this person is the one, it's more of a movie thing to me. Like, just to me, it's just a movie thing. I think you have to know, get to know someone to a certain extent that, okay, this person, okay, this is the person I'm looking for, not just seeing someone for the first time today. What if the person has all the attributes that you don't like, but just messing at the person, you just believe it's the one? What if all the things you cannot tolerate is the person is an embodiment of that thing. How would you now go ahead and say the person is no longer your, you know, the one again because you saw the person for the first time? So seeing someone for the first time and saying it's the one, it's just mommy, and you're just attracted to the physical attributes of the person. Yeah.
That's so insightful. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yeah.
So okay, so I just want you to shed more light on this. Is there like a certain criteria that you are used to find out that this is the one?
Okay, me. Okay, like I said earlier, this is my own perspective. So, me personally, I like peace of mind. I don't joke with it. And I like someone that is understanding. Okay. You know, when I tell you something, okay, I tell you this, you understand with me. Okay, babe, I don't have this right now. I don't have this, but I'll have so, and the person understands, okay, I understand. You know, that kind of, okay, I understand, it's something, it's relieving, it's something that, you know, it will make you feel like this person really understands me, and, you know, it's considering, you know, it's being considerate. It's not someone that just wants to have his or her own will all the time. Either it's convenient for you or not. That's number one thing. If someone is very considerate, you know, giving you peace of mind, that is a very, very important thing. Two, this is the most important anyway, but I'm not putting it in like a particular order. But this, the person has to have a fear of God too. Because, yes, because, you know, the world we live in now, you don't know who you are getting, you know, into a relationship with and all like that. You have to make sure that the person at least fears God. It's not someone that will come and use your head in the midnight to do ritual. Someone that will at least fear God that this thing is wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
So one has to know that this person has a fear of God, that this person we are not perfect though. People can fall short, you know, along the line or the hair, but not like grave things like this, that, you know, you hear some things on the news like, how did someone have mind to do this? Like I use that at least like you get. So if you're getting someone married to someone like that, then you know your whole, even your own plan in life is ruined already.
Yeah,
because that person will affect it indirectly. So that is just the thing. So that's number two. Then the third point is someone that you are going to get involved with. Let's say you want to marry the person. This person has to be someone that knows how to keep to his or herself. Not like someone that you've told the person now, he has told 200 people, she has told 500 people. What you just those kind of people will not make things work. Honestly. You have someone that can keep things to say, you know, when you are discussing something with someone you want to marry, I think it should stay with two of you first. Then you guys cannot decide what you want to tell. If but it's not like you've told one person, you have told 200 people, he has told 500 people, those kind of people, you know, you cannot trust those people with plans because they're everybody that they're not even supposed to hear about them. So that's the third one. Then the fourth one, and this will be like the final one. That's what I can think of right now.
Okay.
The fourth one is when you are getting involved with someone that you want to marry, dating that is something serious that you want to marry, you have to look at for one thing, if this person is ready to say sorry when they are wrong, the ability to apologize. People that don't know how to do this thing, you have problems though. Serious concept, because they always feel they are right. And if you know you are the wrong one, it takes you nothing to say I'm sorry for what I am. If this other person to do something, I'm sorry, it can go a long way. That I'm sorry alone, it can, it can solve so many things. But you know, some people just want to be like, I'm always right. That kind of attitude, even, you know, as you might be a very tolerant person, but at some point you get tired of it. Because human beings, we have limits. So no matter how tolerant you want to claim you are, we have limits. And you don't, your own might be different from another person. You might think you are very tolerant, but when it gets to that point that you cannot, you flare up here again. So that kind of, it might seem trivial, but it's very important. Yes.
Thank you very much, Kush. Your points are so profound. The one or two I just want to pick from this last question that I had is one important thing is fear of God. And you know, another thing is somebody who is, you know, ready to say sorry at every point. You know, at every wrong point. Let me just
when you know you are the wrong,
thank you very much. I believe that, you know, people will learn one or two things from what you have said tonight. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. And I hope that next time you'll be more than willing to join this conversation.
Sure. Anytime. Just let me know. Thank you
so much. Yeah, take care.
Thank you, everyone, for staying close to tonight's conversation. I believe that you must have learned one or two things from tonight's discussion. I hope that you have a wonderful week ahead. And if you have any questions, please feel free to share with me, and I'm gonna share your feedback on, you know, the next podcast. Thank you so much. Do have a wonderful night. Bye.